Blackstone Audio presents Day of Wrath by William R. Forstchen. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. For those who stand watch against evil, for the two who told me I must write this book, and for a third who inspired me to not turn back. Forward. This is a book that I did not want to write. Several years back, I wrote a novel about the threat to our national infrastructure from an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, attack. 1 second After was published by Tor Forge and became a New York Times bestseller. I never anticipated its impact and what some now claim, its leading role in the creation of the so-called prepper movement. After that, and far more pleasurable in the writing, was my next work, Pillar to the Sky, a novel about a positive future which we can fashion with a renewed support of our space program. Both books were challenging in different ways, but never hit to such a visceral level as this book now does. Only weeks before this audiobook, Day of Wrath, hits publication, the murderous forces of ISIS swept into northern Iraq and unleashed a reign of terror that this historian sees as a campaign that makes Hitler's and Stalin's fanatical followers look like amateurs. I am an historian of warfare. I often describe my job as similar to that of an oncologist. I study that which kills, and hope that one day humanity will find a cure. When one matures from being a young man to middle-aged, and suddenly the scourge of war is no longer something that you will bear personally on the battlefield, but instead will be borne by your children, by young students in your classroom whom you come to love, the fear of it strikes far deeper and is far more poignant. A few months back, during a Saturday afternoon discussion with two who are very dear to my heart, the twin topics of ISIS, with its barbaric outrages, and the security crisis on our southern border came up. By the end of that conversation, both challenged me to write what became this book. They argued, and I had to agree, that when a bloodlusting regime is openly declaring that they will take their murderous rampage into the heartland of America, combined with the fact that our border security is in tatters, it is time to take notice. And any political leader who says that our borders are secure is either a liar or senile. Osama bin Laden made
sample complete. Ready to continue?